Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez has promised to find and punish those responsible for killing two of his supporters during Friday's demonstrations in Caracas. In an angry nationwide broadcast last night, Chavez called the leaders of a five-week-old strike criminals and traitors. He insisted that Venezuela's oil industry is recovering from the effects of the walkout and exports are being restored. Oil represents 30% of Venezuela's gross domestic product, and a prolonged shutdown could bankrupt the country. NPR's Martin Costi reports Chavez believes the oil company's managers have become too powerful and wants them cut down to size.
This angry crowd is bent on toppling President Chavez. But this isn't your average street mob. These are the managers, geologists, and engineers who run Venezuela's national oil monopoly, known by its Spanish acronym, PDVSA. If anybody can bring down the government, they can. When roughly 30,000 of them walked off the job last month, much of the economy simply ground to a halt. The government says the strikers are economic saboteurs who hate Chavez because he's a leftist. Victor Poleo is an industry analyst who advises the government.
La clase ejecutiva, la clase tecnocrática.
The executive class and the technocratic class place their loyalties and the interests of international oil capital ahead of what's best for the republic. And that has created this conflict we're seeing today, a conflict between the state and a state-owned company.
The way the government sees things, PDVSA should spend less on salaries and overseas investments and send more of its profits to its sole shareholder, the government. Last year, Chavez tried but failed to exert direct control over the company by naming a group of his political allies to the board. The company rebuffed him, and since then, he's painted PDVSA as a rebellious state within a state. He's labeled its executives a petroleum caste that doesn't care about the needs of the people. Victor Poleo says this description is on the mark.
They created a ghetto. They felt an aversion to Venezuela, which is why they created a network of foreign subsidiary companies, so they could go off and live in the United States and Europe.
PDVSA employees say this is just the rhetoric of class warfare. Alberto Quiroz, a newspaper columnist and former oil executive, says Chavez's attacks are outdated. He says the oil company is much more open to the rest of society than it used to be, and that it's actually an engine of social mobility. Quiroz says the real problem is that Chavez can't accept the idea that a state-owned company does not have to be a state-run company.
First of all, he's an officer. He has a barracks mentality. There are no checks and balances, you know. It's be reasonable, do it my way, you know. And the second problem with him is that he was indoctrinated since he was very young into this ideology of communism and socialism.
The strike has allowed Chavez to finally take over the company, or what's left of it. The new company president, hand-picked by Chavez, says he's planning a complete restructuring, a leveling out, in his words, of the company's traditional hierarchy. Some in the government want to go even further. They say from now on, the company should be run by the armed forces and a council of academics. Back at the anti-Chavez rally, the striking employees remain defiant, but there is a growing sense that the president is playing for keeps. The government is trying to import replacement workers from other countries, and it's aggressively promoting those workers who stayed on the job. Striking manager Luis Pacheco acknowledges that Chavez may win this struggle. If that happens, Pacheco warns that Americans will feel the effects.
This government has been in the record saying that they will prefer not to sell so much oil to the United States of America. So I believe that if their model survives, there will be a lot of pressure inside the government to use oil as a political weapon.
Still, most of these people believe they will prevail because they think Chavez won't be able to run the world's fifth largest oil company without them. Newspaper columnist Alberto Quiroz agrees, but even though he supports the strike, he says he hopes the oil workers won't make a habit of throwing around their political clout. Martin Costi, NPR News, Caracas.
The time is 19 minutes past the hour.